You're listening to highlights from the Creative Processes interview with LD Chen, the head coach of the Oneness Institute for America and Europe.
So many people today talk about flow, balance, effortlessness, and the idea is actually very old. German philosopher Karl Jaspers called 800 to 300 BCE the actual age. That time, when our greatest teachers appeared almost together in Greece, Socrates, Plato, Aristotle, India, Buddha, China, Laozi. So Laozi's Tao Te Ching is the second most translated book in the world after the Bible. There is one verse in Tao Te Ching, so chapter verse 48, that explains oneness perfectly. So when you pursue knowledge, you gain every day. When you practice Tao, you lose every day. Tao means the way, the truth. So to live in flow and balance, we don't keep adding. We remove what covers our original clarity. So to live in flow and balance, we don't keep adding. Actually, we remove what covers our original clarity. And so we live in stress. And also right now, the social media makes us compare, one prove. Every time we scroll, we stir the mud again. So if we really want peace, we cannot add more. We must subtract. Subtraction actually isn't suppression. It's letting the mud settle. So when we stop stirring, the water clears by itself. So that's why I said healing is not addition. Healing is subtraction. So oneness is actually not about learning the usual way. Most teaching tell you how to learn, how to letting go, how to calm down, how to manage anger. But oneness does the opposite. We stand, we train the body to connect to the heart, and then we live from that heart. So when you practice, energy and awareness gradually build up. When the body is strong, the mind settles naturally, then you start seeing truth about yourself, your reactions, your habits very clearly. This is why every person's journey is different. We've seen students come for depression and chronic disease, but their journeys are not the same because their tendencies are not the same. Their childhood, education, work style, family pattern, all different. So my mentor, Grandmaster Yu, says, practice 1 minute and there is 1 minute of change. You may not notice it, but it's already happening. And I like to use mountain climbing metaphor. At first you climb, but the view hasn't changed. You think nothing is happening. You keep climbing. Then one day you turn back. The view is completely different. The air is fresh, the world wider, and you realize how far you come. That what happened inside, like symptoms lighter and thoughts clearer, creativity stronger. Then you climb again. Sometimes the view won't change for a while, then suddenly it changes again. After actually 9 years of practice, my health is much better. My anger is almost dissolved. My awareness is much deeper. But every time, you know, when I met Grandmaster Yu, I realized my ego is still hiding somewhere. So to know yourself is a long journey, what Zen calls awakening. But it's also exciting because once I healed and I experienced the changes, I became curious, how far can a human go? So that's curiosity. It keeps me practicing and sharing. Knowing yourself is not intellectual. It's felt. Thich Nhat Hanh said, when there is no wind, the surface of the lake reflects mountains and valleys clearly. When even a small wind blows, the reflection distorts. It's the same with us, actually. The fear, desire, stress, they are the wind. When we stand and let the wind stop, the reflection becomes clear. So the standing posture is designed so genius. So we stand straight. So our head is straight and then our whole spine is loosened. Our spine is not just backbone. It's our superhighway of nervous system. So once our spine loose, then our nerve system flow freely, our energy and awareness flow freely. And also we smile. And with this smile, actually our whole mind just calm down and our pelvis tucked. And with your pelvis tucked, actually it supports the whole spine, the whole body like stably, which can make you stand still for a long time and still feel effortless. And also our knee is very soft and like a spring, and our chest is open and our two arms drop and our breath is deep to the abdomen. So the whole situation is just prepare you standing there effortlessly. But wait a second, this is not the practice yet. This is just the preparation. So right now, when all the setup, your eye look horizontally forward, then 180 degree. Ear look back, heel backward, and 180 degree. So in this kind of state, you enjoy be one with nature. And today, actually, we don't have time. And when you're standing there with this kind of posture, you stand effortless, and then your eye 180 degree. Horizontal, ear 180 degree. So your whole body and your mind is be one with nature. You just enjoy.
Yeah, that really makes sense. And it's something everyone can do. Really opening the senses, just the fullness of that. It's the opposite of an emptiness. And it really is a wonderful way to reset and get back to who we are. So you've said oneness can touch every part of life. Can you walk us through some of the areas it supports?
Oh, sure. Yeah. And for mental health, most approach teach you how to let go or how to control. Oneness builds a foundation so strong that over time, anger doesn't even arise. Anxiety dissolves before it forms. You don't do calm, you become calm. So for physical health, the posture actually creates alignment and restores energy flow. We were seeing decades-long lower back pain, high blood pressure, digestive disorder, joint pain, insomnia, all improved. So oneness treats the root, not the leaves. For example, for work stress, so when foundation is strong, the pressure can't stir your mind like Kung Fu Master, no fear, no enemy, just balance and response. Relationship, for example, Grandmaster Yu says, when you practice right, your heart becomes bigger. So a bigger heart means more compassion, less fighting, deeper listening. And for living, health living, with this kind of awareness, the body tells you what food and the rhythm work. And when the system is right, it's self-balanced. For example, I love sweets. I eat them daily, but my lab test always all good because the system is balanced. And then for aging, this is exactly. So the Yellow Emperor asked Qi Bo, why did people in ancient times live over 100 without aging? But now at 50, we aged. So Qi Bo said, because ancient people live in rhythm with nature. So our oneness restore that rhythm, health, compassion, joy, and love. It doesn't just add years to life, it adds life to years. So when body and mind align, actually everything comes into balance. I really feel lucky. There's one quote in Meditations by Marcus Aurelius, what stands in the way becomes the way. So when I look back, the bigger the challenge, the greater the gift. So if my symptom had been mild, maybe I would have kept chasing. I would never found this ancient practice. So oneness didn't just heal me. It changed me and it keeps changing me. As Grandmaster Yu says, this is limitless for life transformation. Thanks for this platform to share this information with people who want their whole body and mind to be one with nature and become whole again.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to these highlights. To listen to the latest episodes or learn more about participating in exhibitions or interviews, click on subscribe. Thank you for listening.